Academic Aesthetic for Friday, July 11th, 2008. I'm your host, Aaron the Art Guy Smith, and today's episode is brought to you by sound waves. In today's modern world, there are many kinds of waves, but only sound waves are capable of taking this podcast and transferring the information from your speakers to your ears in a format that you, the listener, can comprehend. Sound waves, helping you hear quality audio, and this show, too. Hey, wait a minute. Who wrote this ad anyway? But seriously, lately I've been thinking a bit about commercialization on educational websites. It's a topic I've visited before, though I think it bears revisiting. I don't know exactly why I've been thinking about it lately. It might be because of some recent large purchases I've made. It might be because sites like Tips from the Top Floor and Twit.tv are doing pretty well with ads in their podcasts. Perhaps it's because Professor Bob from the History According to Bob podcast is able to sell CDs of things that he originally gave away for free on his website. And even the great and powerful David Warlick and Will Richardson sell their books and or ask for donations to their Starbucks cards on their websites. Maybe it's because sites like Makezine.com and CraftScene.com and even the Discovery Educator Network.com are essentially advertising models for their parent companies. Though I'll be the first to tell you that they're brilliant ad models because they draw in visitors with high-quality content that makes them worth visiting repeatedly. Or perhaps it's because of some emails I've seen over the past few months. You may have gotten them too, in fact. Well, here's one of them. I represent insert name of company here, and we'd like to pay you to blog about insert product name here. We're going to assume that insert product name here fits with the general theme of your website because you're a blogger, and right now you're probably just happy that someone, anyone, has managed to find your little corner of the internet. We're certain that you'll be satisfied with the meager amount of shiny coins in exchange for linking to us repeatedly in your blog and thus increasing our ranking on Google, even though it most likely will destroy your integrity and make you lose a small collection of loyal readers you've worked so hard to build over the years. Okay, well, they went something like that at least. I may have not remembered the emails word for word, but I think that's an unbiased representation of what they said. You might think that this posting would discourage future offers of a similar nature, but I don't think these people actually read their blogs or listen to the podcasts they contact, so I'm out of luck there. I've also gotten at least one offer from someone who wanted to be a quote-unquote guest blogger on my site. It essentially was pretty much the same thing as that email, except this person offered to take the hard job of writing the post that would destroy my reader base off my hands for me. Not all emails from businesses were that bad, however. I've received at least one offer to sponsor my podcast on a repeated basis with a short audio ad placed in each show. I politely turned that offer down because, well, while the product was educational in nature, I hadn't used it myself and therefore felt uncomfortable promoting it. I even went so far as to hand out some books at this year's MICA conference, but only after looking through them and, you know, figuring out that they were in fact useful resources. The copies that they provided for me to keep as quote-unquote payment, I didn't actually receive any money, which made me feel a little better actually. Those copies I gave away also. But that's mostly because I already knew a lot about the subject matter already, so I gave them to someone for whom it would be a better resource. Now, I've toyed with turning my website into a moneymaker, but this was mostly through the addition of Google Ads, and those tend to mostly work on the kind of people who aren't likely to visit my website. They've been on again and off again over the years, but over all that time, they haven't earned enough for me, well, to even get a single check from Google. To be perfectly honest, even if they did pay me all of my earnings right now, it would be a drop in the bucket compared to what I've paid for domain name registration, hosting, well, my hosting is cheap, but not free, and equipment. I've also included Amazon affiliate links in posts from time to time, but those have made even less revenue than the Google ads, mainly because I've only ever done that for products I've owned, and zero minus the price of said products equals a negative number, which I'm not going to mention how big that is because it's kind of large. I'm not saying this to complain, mind you, but to prove a point that I'm not blogging or podcasting, or teaching for that matter, for the money. If I was, then I would have quit a long time ago. I do this because it's fun, and I enjoy it when I can become part of a conversation that is truly global in nature. And then the bills come in, and I begin to think about how I can supplement my teacher's salary. So, and I hate to admit this, I'm going to try a little revenue-building experiment. No, I'm not going to be embedding ads in every podcast, nor will I be placing flash banners where you get to shoot chickens, or pick the next president, or choose your new car, or deal or no deal, or anything like that. I'm not going to put those all over the site either. I'm going to try something a little more low-key than that. On my site, I'm creating a new page. This page will have links to things where, well, if you buy them, I might make a buck or two. Maybe. I think. If you don't like seeing ads on education-themed sites, well, then don't go to that particular page on my site. If you don't mind and throwing me a bone is something you might consider doing, well, then you can go and check it out. My intention is to only become a corporate shill for products I've owned slash used and enjoyed myself. So while I may be destroying my integrity here, it shouldn't burn quite so bad. And who knows? Maybe I'll end up writing a book and promoting it there. Eventually retiring from teaching to run around the world giving lectures and working as a freelance consultant. Or maybe I'll just make enough to pay some of my server costs. Well, that's my show for today, and you may have heard my computer fan kicking on because it's been processing so much. So I'm going to wrap this up. If you have questions, comments, criticisms, or want to call me a sellout, you can do so many ways. You can go to my website, academicaesthetic.com, and leave a comment in the show notes. You can email me at theartguy@gmail.com and send me a message telling me I'm a sellout. And until next time, this is Aaron Smith, the Art Guy, saying stay subscribed, please, fare thee well, and next week's episode will be brought to you by Electrons, powering the internet.